Okay, warm-up examples. You've been seeing those. I did the stretching, shoulders. If you're adult with older groups, I use the back rub thing. You know, turn to your right, give your neighbor a back rub. Oh, you know, everyone is just in heaven. And then you say, okay, let's get started. And they go. when you you can drop forward at the waist. Would you guys stand up? Joel, watch your head. Okay. But would you all come forward with me? Drop your arms. Shake them down at the ground. Bend your knees like a limp noodle. People don't know what marionettes are anymore, but, you know, be like a marionette. And slowly come up with Mr. Petty. Keep bouncing. Bouncing. You can talk about Toy Story and, like, Woody, you know. Keep bouncing. Really, your head's still not up yet. And then slowly come up to singer's posture. And so their body's relaxed with all that. You can do different things with that. Pulling the string from the top of your head. Would you pull a string from the top of your head? Do you notice? Oh, look, they're all getting taller. Pull up, go down. Pull up, go down. Pull up, go down. Up, down. Up. Down. Up. Really high. Up. Oh, get those feet off the floor. Look at them. All right. Tai Chi, yoga moves. Mix it up. Have fun with it. You know, don't do the same thing every single time. It's routine. Mental. Be my mirror. You know, this is one of those wonderful things that you can do. Look at the ceiling, say.
Ooh-ha!
Look at the floor.
Ew.
Ceiling.
Ooh-ha!
Floor.
Ew.
Ceiling.
Ooh-ha!
Ceiling.
Ooh-ha!
Ceiling.
Ooh-ha!
Floor.
Ew.
Ceiling.
Ooh-ha!
Floor.
Ew.
Floor.
Ew.
Floor.
Ew.
Ceiling.
Ooh-ha!
Yeah. You didn't see the floor over in our rehearsal room. There's a yes-no game that I stole from a teacher, and she stole it out of a book. And I can't tell you the name, but it's very easy. If I say yes, you say yes. If I say no, you say no. So yes, if I say yes, yes, no, no.
Yes, yes, no, no.
No, no, yes, yes.
No, no, yes, yes.
Yes, no, yes, no.
Yes, no, yes, no.
Okay, that's really easy, right? And then you can speed it up. Now say opposite. If I say yes, you're going to say no. And if I say no, you're going to say yes. So if I go, yes, yes, no, no.
No, no, yes, yes.
No, yes, no, yes.
Yes, no, yes, no.
Yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no.
No, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes.
You see? Whoa. A rhythmic canon. You know, put something up on the board for them. And a lot of times I'll do... What was the first one, do you remember? What was the second one? And then the third one? And then the last one? And then you build that, and then you can split it into parts. So let's try it all together. Two, three, and... And so then you could do it soprano and alto, right? And they could start, and they could go... Oh, no, you keep going with it. Oh, okay. See, I've never done this with them. And I'm doing it really fast. And they're doing a wonderful job, I think. Do you know what I mean? You're going to go all four in a row. Okay, good. All right, one, two, three, there you go. So I'm playing a mental thing with them. I'm working on rhythm. And I'm also working on diction at the same time. Oh, my goodness. Good use of time? Yes. And then you split it up even more, and then you go faster, and you say, oh, you know, the soprano side was the strongest, and then the alto's, you know, they weren't. And then you do it again, and I mean, it's just simple, fun things like this. Body percussion. You have four things with body percussion. Stop, tap, clap, snap. So you can do different things with them. And then you could start doing rounds, you could start doing different things. What is that doing that's working rhythm? Maybe there's a really, really tricky rhythm in one of your pieces. Could you make a game out of it and then they work on it and then it goes into the piece and then they never knew that they worked on it and it's already fixed? Yes. All right. You can sit. You've been doing such a good job. Breath, raising arms, pushing out. I'm on the next page. The consonants we just did, sometimes I start with rapatika, 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 and then I go into whatever. The five-note vowel that I started to work on over here with them is right there for you. It's u, e, e, o, a. Now, I put them in this order because of what your mouth and your tongue does. Everyone say ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, now E.
E.
Okay, your lips should have come, and from ooh, puckered up a little more, and the tongue come up, right? Ooh. E. Then from E, you drop. Eh. Tongue goes down a little, mouth drops a little. O. You expand, and you take that O, and then you drop it and go, ah. Do you see the progression of why I, that's why I do it this way. Now, I told them I like lazy lips. It's like Mr. Petty on Saturday morning when I've got my daughter with me and we're watching morning cartoons, and Mrs. Petty, but wants me to start my honeydew list, and I'm like, no. I've been working all week. I just want to lay there, and I want to be lazy, and I don't want to move. You have lazy lips. Put your lips, make them round. Don't move them after them. You burn too many calories then. Okay? I mean, have you ever seen those choirs that look like you're watching a foreign film? I love the Lord, oh my Lord, sing to the Lord, praise the Holy Name. And you're going, what are your lips doing? Right there. Right? Get them in place, leave them there, and then move on. So we do ooh, ee, ay, o, ah. If you want to know what I'm playing over here, I'm not the best accompanist in the world. It starts on a C, so it's an F major chord, and you just walk down. So it's so fa mi re do. Okay, so would you sit up nice and tall? Let's sing these for that. Ooh, first. Nice and four. Sit. Click three times for me. Would you put your placement right there, please? Round those lips. And. Two fingers bouncing like dolphins. Ready? Oh, but that didn't have as much energy as the. Do the E again. Go. I want it to sound like that. You can do this. Ready? Oh. They really wanted to do it. Settle down. Okay. Now sing it. Here you go. Ready? Sip tall. Don't overdo it. I was telling them sometimes I use. Granny shooting. A lot of times when there's a leap, I say, you know, instead of taking the basketball and going like this, you're going like this, and you're hitting the rim, right? They really did a granny shot and totally broke the rim that time. Try it up and over, so, but lift and do your placement. Ready? And. Round your lips, please. Thank you. The next one is I hate this vowel. Why? Because most people say A, and they spell it A-Y, and I don't. I spell it E-H. Why? There's no diphthong. Eh, eh. It is like you're in Jamaica, and a guy comes up and says, eh, man, eh. Would you say, eh, 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 eh. Do you notice I'm modeling a lot using my head voice and sirens and all of that? It's an extension of talking, right? Okay. I'm glad I'm getting some people to laugh up here. It's all the college people. All right, would you sing A this time? And would you do your little point for me? Ready? Do you hear how that's breathy and airy and kind of wide? So take your fingers, go. Go. So I want you to keep those lips together like your thumbs and pointed like the tops of your fingers. Okay? And. Not bad. The Then I'd do a big old donut for O. Ever see the Travel Channel where they do like paradise or, you know, best places to eat kind of thing? And there's like one called Donut Paradise, and I think there's a place in Texas, and I kid you not, it's a 5-pound donut, and it's literally this big. They use a 5-gallon bucket to cut it out with. I want to go there sometime. Oh, please, and you push that donut away from you because you know you don't want it. Oh, and... put the O above your head and hold the donut over you like you were teasing someone. Ready, go. Notice it changed the sound. So just by doing something kinesthetic, can you change the sound? Do you ever have to tell them I'm changing your sound? No. And, oh, I forgot one more. What'd I forget? Oh, good, you're on top of it. Ah, let's pull down our ah. Sit up nice and tall, I got some crossed legs here. Ah, and... Now, before I go on, I want to make a statement. It's very important. See all these boys in here? I'm extremely proud that there are this many boys in here, because let me just tell you, it's not girly to sing like this, because, oh, Justin Timberlake makes $10 million a year singing like this, all right? And it takes a lot to do this, and these guys are doing a fabulous, fabulous job. So first of all, but I want to pause here and say, if you have a children's choir, you're doing something with it, you make it as cool as it's going to be. It can either be guy-friendly and guy-orientated. I try not to make it too girly, do I? I mean, okay, good. All right. A lot of people ask me, you know, do you have issues getting guys in your choir? No. But I'm a guy. Here's ways to do that. First of all, to get around that, if you're a lady, talk to your husband. And say, honey, would you go, ooh? And he'll go, no. Talk to a male music teacher. Talk to the organist at your church. Talk to a guy that the boys respect. Bring him in. Talk to the quarterback of the high school football team. Bring in a guy, someone they respect, and have them sing in their high voice. And you all have boys. Because then it's okay. There's not a stereotype there. So bravo to all of you. I wanted just you to know that. Okay. Order done because of tongue. I'm going on with that. Fine grape warm-ups. That don't let you go on autopilot. Remember I talked about that already? Don't do the same thing over and over and over, because not only are they bored, but who else is bored? You are. Carol's like, yes, I'm done. I'm bored too. Phrasing. Warm-ups and all of these techniques and all of this. Do you notice I'm sticking a lot with warm-ups, because that's where I create the sound? And you notice I've taken it into some music, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I'm sticking with the warm-ups because this is where I've done what you hear. Well, first of all, they have great teachers, but that's where I'm refining it, okay? Don't wait to teach until you get to the music, because then it's too late. Work with phrasing. The... that phrasing? Yeah, because you don't want him to go, oh, 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 oh. Now that's extreme, but you know, a lot of them will take a breath right before the last note. Oh, I hate when that happens, don't you? Don't let them do it in warm-ups. You're starting to build habits. Rounds work really, really well. I love rounds. One of my favorites is called Brother Martin. Have you ever heard? Brother Martin, wake awake, wake awake.
cake.
Mahler based his first symphony off of, it's in movement number 4. Really, really cool. And you can use these rounds to work on phrasing, also work on a minor key, also work on part singing, and building things from there. You know, you can do something as simple as, are you sleeping, brother John? And be really creative. Change the words. You know, a lot of people know, row, row, row your boat. You know, row, row, row your boat. You change the words to something that is pertinent that you want to do. Tuning. I have not done this with this group. This is brand new. I do this with my advanced ensembles. I do building chords, starting on a Euston pitch, moving half steps. I use solfege. This is getting more advanced. We're going to try. Because that's what this is all about, right? So, would you say... So they're starting to hear harmony, so you can use solfege. If I had a board up here, maybe I have them all start on so. Would you all start on so?
So.
And then these guys would walk down. And you can use things like that. You can build chords out of that. Let's try this one. This will be tricky. I want you all to sing the same note, and then I'm going to, unless I look at your section, so we're going to go sopranos and altos, okay? And I'm going to take you down a half step, and I'll help you find it, okay? But don't move until I have you move. Like, some of you are going to go up, some of you are going to go down, but you're all going to move soprano and alto, okay? So we're all going to sing. Start tuning, and you can do dissonant things. And did you notice they weren't singing in tune, and so I used some movement to get them going. But those are different techniques that I use for tuning. And there's do 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 re mi do re di do mi mi fa so mi fa re mi do 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 do. If you want that round, I can give that to you, but that's a tuning round too. Diction, use our words are at the heart of what we do. I said to them the other day, what is the difference between you and a cello? And they said, I'm not made of wood. I don't have a bow. Someone doesn't play me. I'm going, come on, let's go. And the difference between you and any instrument are the
words.
And so I harp at them about the words, because otherwise it's just nice wah-wah-wah sound. Right? It's like Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. And you know you've heard those choirs and you've almost fallen asleep and you all like choral music. Right? And you're going, oh my gosh. You want to be moved. You want to move people. It's the text. Wars were started over words. That's how powerful they are. People are brought to tears because of the text. Use it. Use it in your warm-ups. Use it in the rehearsal. Don't let it go by. One of the disservices that we do as choral directors is we sing to our choir. And when you sing to your choir, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a guy, because guys are really, you can do one thing, gentlemen, isn't that right? You're doing something, your wife is talking, you don't hear anything, right? Guess what, choral directors? You are singing, your ears are not working. Don't sing to them. Model it. Help teach it, part sing, but get out of there. Because as long as you're singing, guess who you're listening to? You're listening to yourself, and you are not listening to your ensemble anymore. You've got to back away. Now, if you are the only bass in your church choir, I don't know. You know, at least step back and say, I'm not going to sing for a moment and listen to them. They need your ears. That's why you're in front of them. It's not just to give them a beat. It's because you're leading them. You're facilitating them. All right? Why am I saying that with the words? Because a lot of times when you're singing, if you're not singing, you're mouthing the words. You know the words. So if they're wah-wah-wah-wah-wahing and you're singing or you're mouthing the words, guess what's not going to click up here? The diction, right? Yeah. Sirens and sighing. I've been doing a lot of that with them, yes? Use that. It gets things going. It gets the blood flowing. It gets them in their head voice. It gets them going. And gentlemen, you could do this too. You know, you all over the place, you know. Get your guys going too. That will help expand their range and get it going. The art of the echo. Notice I've been doing echoing with them. It's back and forth and back and forth. And no, that's not right. It's immediate. Don't wait. One thing that I tell singers and teachers that I work with, once you teach something, it's like you're driving down a major highway. You've taught it. They've heard it. Guess what? You've laid the foundation. You have laid that wonderful road. And then you go, oh, that's not right. And then you reteach it, and you reteach it, and you reteach it, and you reteach it, and you reteach it. And the night before the service, you're praying really, really hard. And the day of the service, you're praying even harder. And while you're conducting, and when that measure is coming up, you're praying really loud, right? Why? Because your brain, every time you learn something, makes a new wrinkle, makes a new pathway. The electrodes meet. And when you have to reteach it, you have to break the bond. So I always tell them, it's like you're going down a major highway, beautiful paved, it's, you know, 8 inches deep and whatever. Okay, that's wrong. And you're supposed to be 10 feet over this way. You need to tear it all up now. You never thought of it that way, did you? You have to take a bulldozer in there and really work at getting rid of it because it's there. So make sure when you're teaching, you know your stuff, and it's right there.